This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. It's a holiday in Corpus Christi, Texas today. Schools and businesses are open and celebrating after the lifting of a water contamination ban. An industrial accident made city water unsafe for drinking, bathing, or cooking last week, and some citywide sporting and holiday events had to be canceled. Matt Woolbright has been following the story as a data reporter for the Corpus Christi Caller Times and the USA Today Network. Matt, how long was this ban in effect?
John, the ban went into effect Wednesday night about 10:30 p.m., and it was actually fully lifted yesterday morning about 10 a.m.
And this is because of what kinds of chemicals in the water?
There was an asphalt mixing agent. The primary chemical that people were concerned about was indolin, a special blend of it that was patented. There was also some hydrochloric acid in there, and mostly it was this a mixture of those two. But the one everyone really looked at was the indolin, because that did not dissolve in water like hydrochloric acid would have.
And is this a extraordinary nature event, this back pressure incident that caused the contamination?
You know, not as much. One of the things that people have talked about here in Corpus Christi is that backflow preventers may be a vulnerability in the system. But usually it's on the private side, residential side. We had a water boil a while back that was due to a faulty backflow preventer in another part of the city. But that was on a private residential complex. This is on an industrial district. I don't know that we've seen it before. I certainly don't remember it.
How politically sensitive is the question of water? And we've seen this situation in Flint, Michigan, where people were told one thing and they realized that their water was much more contaminated than they were being led to believe. And all of a sudden, there's no trust in the government regarding water safety issues. What is the echo of that in Corpus Christi?
You know, I think it definitely resonates, but I think Corpus Christi residents are upset with the local government for its own reasons. I don't know that Flint played too much into that. The situation certainly did not reach anything near that magnitude. However, this, as I'm sure you've read, this was the fourth time in about a year and a half that at least some part of the city has been asked to go without reliable drinking water, without some sort of either boiling or, in this case, not using it at all. And I think a lot of people are saying, this is 2016, why can't we have a reliable water source? And that has built up a lot of frustration. But I think the political pressure on the city council and perhaps the state legislatures from this area is more based on Corpus Christi's own history than it would be things around the country.
Is there a sense that the warnings came too late?
There was a lot of frustration because people were led to believe it was Wednesday the 14th, and as we reported Thursday night, it was actually the first report to the city, at least, got there on December 1, and Valero later confirmed that their employees complained of faulty or dirty water as early as November 23rd.
What kind of a relationship does Valero, the oil refiner, have with the community of Corpus Christi?
As far as I know, a fairly decent one. They operate a large refinery here. To be clear, though, they were not the ones operating this particular mixing tank. That was a lessee of theirs. They owned the property, but they were not the ones operating the tank. They're employees in an administrative building that serves that entire area of the industrial district were simply the ones that reported and noticed it. And as I'm led to believe, Valero was heavily involved in renting out hotel rooms for aid workers and supplying large amounts of water to the citizens.
But so far, it's clear water between now and the holidays?
It should be. There still are more tests being done, more risk analysis being done by state, local, and federal officials. But as far as we know, all restrictions are off, and I don't see those coming back.
Matt Woolbright has been following the story of contamination in Corpus Christi, Texas, as a data reporter for the Corpus Christi Caller Times and the USA Today Network. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, John.